our goal in Yirtzeh Hashem is to complete the sugya of the various tanoim, the shitos ha-tanoim in the Braisa regarding the earliest time for Kriyat Shema. Up until this point, on Daf Beis Amid Beis, we've discussed three different moments in time, and we're not sure if they're identical or they're different. One moment in time is Misha Shakoanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasam, and that's codified in our Mishnah here at the beginning of Brachos. The second is from a different Braisa, which is brought in the Tosefta at the beginning of Brachos, that the earliest time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Mishash B'nei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Mipitam B'Arve Shabbosos. And that's what we call B'nei Adam. And that's the time that they come in before Shabbos begins. It's on the night of Shabbos. But this is an early time that people eat on Erev Shabbos their meal. And this is called B'nei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Mipitam B'Arvi Shabbosos. It's the Zman Achil on Arvi Shabbosos, which is an earlier time period, L'chora, that on Yemos HaChol, they may be able to eat their meal later on, but on Erev Shabbos, they eat their meal a little bit earlier. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So then we have Kodim, and we have B'nei Adam. In addition to that, we have another period of time, which is called Ani, which is the time that the poor person eats his pas, when it's still a little bit light out. The Gemara thought initially that Zman B'nei Adam and Zman Ani are identical. That's called in the Lashon HaShas Chad Shi'ura, as we discussed in the previous shir. But the Gemara comes to the conclusion that that's not so. But rather, Ani is one shir, and B'nei Adam is the second shir. Now, let's try to understand how the Gemara arrives at the conclusion that Ani and B'nei Adam could not possibly be the same shir, that Ani and B'nei Adam are two shi'urim. The reason and the method by which the Gemara rejects any sort of an equation between Ani and B'nei Adam is based on the premise that Ani and Kohen is Chad Shi'ura. That Ani nichnas lechol pito b'chol laila, the Ani comes in any night of the week to eat his pas, is the same as the time that the Kohen eats his truma. Now we're really in trouble. Why? Because if we assume that the time that the Ani comes to eat his pas on any individual night is identical with the time that the Kohen eats his truma, which again called Chad Shi'ura, and we're going to identify the time that the Ani comes in to eat his truma, to eat his pas on each night is identical with the Kohen eating his truma, then the Gemara raises the following kasha. We had a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, the Braisa. We'll call it Braisa number two. Rabbi Meir says the time for Kriyat Shema is the time of B'nei Adam, Shenichnasim Lechol Pitom B'Erev Shabbosos, and the Chachamim say it's the time the Kohenim eat their Truma. Now, if we assume that the time that the Ani comes in to eat his pas is identical with the time that B'nei Adam come in on Erev Shabbos. So we have Ani on any day of the week eating his dinner. We have B'nei Adam coming in on Erev Shabbos to eat their Suda Shabbos, their Pas of Erev Shabbos. So if we assume that those two are identical, then the Gemara says, Chachamim Hainu Rabbi Meir. Then Chachamim and Rabbi Meir are not arguing at all. Why? Because Chachamim are Truma. Rabbi Meir says Bizman shebnei Adam nechnasim lechol piton biyarvish habasos, and now we're identifying bnei Adam with an ani, and we already identified ani as chad shiru with Cohen. Elishmamino. Therefore, we have to assume, in the light of this machlokus between Rabbi Meir Chachamim, that ani is one shir, and Cohen is a different shir. Which means that, let's say, the ani comes in to eat his pas, he dips it in salt, is not the time that the Kohen comes in to eat his truma. Then we can understand the machlokus in the brisa, the second brisa, between the zman of bnei Adam, shenichnasim lechol, b'arvei shabbosos, which if we identify as the time when an ani eats his meal, his pas b'melach, on a weekday, is not equivalent to the time that the Kohen comes in to eat his truma. Now this means that we have to forfeit our original premise that ani and Kohen are zman echad. Now I'm going to take a stab at it, the Gemara is going to get into this later, but intuitively we would say that ani is an earlier shia than when the Kohenim come in to eat, because the ani still wants to have light out, whereas the Kohen is going to come in after Tseis HaKochavim, as we discussed. But in any event, our initial premise in yesterday's shiur was that ani, b'yomos hachol, is identical with Kohen. Now we're throwing that out, l'chora, and we're saying that's impossible, that's an untenable position, because to the extent to which we identify ani with Bnei Adam is Rabbi Meir's shita, and the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir because they hold that it depends upon the Kohen eating his truma, then there's absolutely no machlokas here between Chacham and Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara now is going to suggest that you don't have to conclude, as we did before, that ani and Kohen are two different shiurim. As we said before, just to remember, if it's a good memory device, the ani comes in a little bit earlier than nightfall, he needs some light. But rather, let's go back to our original assumption, as we discussed yesterday, that ani and Kohen are one shiur. And if we go back to the original brisa, when the first brisa mentions shasha ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach, when the ani comes in to eat his bread with salt, is identical with the Mishnah of Kohanim, Mishasha Kohanim Tzasim Lechol B'Trumasam. However, then we'll have to reject another premise, namely that ani and bnei Adam are chad shiurim, that we identify ani and bnei Adam, because again, if we're going to identify ani with Kohen and bnei Adam with ani, then we have no machlokes between Rabbi Meir, who says bnei Adam, and the Chacham, who say Kohen. So now we're going to reject the following premise. We thought that ani and bnei Adam were chad shiura. Ella says the Gemara, no, ani u'bnei Adam lav chad shiurahu. The ani who eats his pas on every night is not the same time as the bnei Adam that eat their pas on Erev Shabbos. So what it means is that according to Chachamim and Mishnah, and also in the second brisa of Rabbi Meir, the zman of Kriyat Shema, which is identical with the Kohanim eating their truma, that's the zman of the ani, which is mentioned in the first brisa. So the first brisa mentioning ani ochel bepito b'melach, that's identical with our mission of Kohanim. And Rabbi Meir in the second brisa identifies the zman of Kriyat Shema as the time that Bnei Adam ochlim b'leil Shabbosos, which is not the same as Kohanim and Aniyim. And now the Gemara is going to try to prove from another brisa that ani and Kohen are not equal, not the way we just said it. So let's take a look now on Daf Beis Amud Beis as we move towards the end of the Daf, and we're up to the line that says ve'ani v'Kohen chad shiurahu. Is it really possible that ani and Kohen are one shiura? And this you'll find approximately 18 lines up from the bottom, don't hold me to that, but if you go with your eye with Tosfos Dibur Maaseh Misha and you move down towards Tosfos Af Al Pi, you'll see three lines before Tosfos Af Al Pi. The first word of the line is who, and then the Gemara says V'ani V'Kohen Chadshi Urahu. You've been pushing the envelope that Ani in the first brisa and Kohen in that Mishnah, which is also the Chachamim in the second brisa, one shir Uraminu. I'll ask you a question from another brisa. Me'emasai Tchila Maskilin Likros Shma Be'arvin. And here we have a brisa that records no less than five different opinions. The first opinion is Misha, this is Rabbi Eliezer, Misha Shekadash Hayom Bi'arve Shabbosos. We're talking about Knisas HaShabbos, which means the beginning of Bein HaShmoshos. Now the beginning of Bein HaShmoshos means the time which is Safek Yom and Safek Laila. And we have to assume L'chumra that Shabbos has already entered with the emergence of Bein HaShmoshos. So we have to be Mekadesh that Zman and avoid any Malacha. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Zman, which is Tchilas Bein HaShmoshos, is the time which is right after Shkia Sachama, and that's going to reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see here on the bottom of the Daf. And the Me'iri points out here that there are many different opinions about the time of what we call Tchilas Bein HaShmoshos within Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav Tukhachinsky, Zichrono Livracha, who lived in the 20th century, he wrote a book called Bein HaShmoshos, just on this topic. So now we have Rabbi Eliezer. Number two, we have Rabbi Yoshua. Mishosh HaKohanim Mitoharim Lechol B'Trumasam. So that means Teis HaKochavim, when the Kohanim, after they did the Tefillah during the day, and Bia Shemesh, now when the Yom is Toyer Legamri, which means after Tseis HaKochavim, that's when they can eat the Truma. So the Tmeim will try to delay their Tvila as much as they can until Somach L'Shkia Sacham, because they don't want to be Tomei in case they contract Tumah a second time. They can be Metai themselves with one Tvila. And immediately after that Tvila, we enter into a period called Shkia to Tseis HaKochavim, and when we get to Tseis HaKochavim, that's when the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Truma, and that we have here as Rabbi Yeshua. Now we have Rabbi Meir, Mishosh HaKohanim Tovlim Lechol B'Trumasam, which means that we're a little bit before Bein HaShmoshos, and this is going to be something that's going to really rub Rabbi Yehuda the wrong way, that you could say that Kriyat Shema could be recited B'Arvis, and it's not even Bein HaShmoshos, but it's the moment of Tefillah, and as we said before, Tefillah is going to take place mid-Bod Yom, when it's still daylight before Bein HaShmoshos, albeit towards the end of the day, for the reason we mentioned above. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda, and in this brisa we don't see Rabbi Meir's defense, but Rabbi Yehuda pounces upon Rabbi Meir and says, "Follow Kohanim mid-Bod Yom Eim Tovlim." How is it possible, therefore, that the beginning of Zman Kriyat Shema would synchronize with the time of Tfilah, which is Mibod Yom, when the Torah says U'Bishalbacha, that Kriyat Shema has to be recited Bishalbacha, when people go to sleep. That's obviously after the day has passed. Now Rashi raises a question here based on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos, in the second parak, on Daf Lamed Daled Omid Beis. There, Rabbi Yehuda identifies Bein HaShmoshos as Shir Mahale Chatzi Mil. So from Bein HaShmoshos till Tseis HaKochavim is the time it takes to walk a Chatzi Mil. And that period of time is called Safek Yom Safek Laila. The Tefillah has to be before Bein HaShmoshos, which means before the time of U'Bishal B'chan. And exactly, this is exactly the kasha and the objection of Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir. We don't have Rabbi Meir's response yet. Now we have the fourth sheet in the brisa, which is Rabbi Hanina, and he identifies Kriyat Shema as Shasha Ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'melach, which was the sheet of the original brisa that we mentioned. And finally, the fifth shita here is Rav Achai. Others say it's Rav Acham. Relay Rav Acham there. Mishasha rov bnei adam nichnasim lahasev. When your average person, most of the population, will now enter and eat their seudas laila. Rashi diramasla nichnasim mentions two interpretations of this opinion of Rabbi Achai. According to one, he has in mind the time of Achila Bimos Hachol. According to another opinion, he's talking about the Achila on Leil Shabbos. But according to both Perushim, this is a later time than all the times that were mentioned earlier in the Braisa. The Rashba writes that he accepts the first Pirush of Rashi, that Rav Achai is referring to Rov B'nei Odom Nichnasim LaHasev B'Yemos HaChol, and he proves this from the fact that now the Gemara is going to try to prove that the time of the Ani and the time of the Kohen are different. So the Gemara now asks the following Kasha. This is what we've been leading up to. Now, by the way, we mentioned before that Rashi identifies, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shir, the beginning of Bein Hashmashos, and the Shir Bein Hashmashos till says as a Chatzi meal. There are many kashas on this Rashi based on the Sugyan Shabbos Lamed Dalid, and there are at least another three shitos as to how long is the period of Bein Hashmashos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Some say it's 2/3 of a meal, some say 3/4 of a meal. Some say it's a little bit more than half a meal. I mean, we have different shitas. And this has a lot to do with the shitas hagra about Bein Hashmashos. Be that as it may, the Gemara now, in the light of this brisa that records five shitas, says, I amrit ani v'kohen chad shi'ura. If you're going to maintain that position, that ani and kohen are the same shi'ur, so ani mentioned in the first brisa is identical with Kohen in our Mishnah and the Chachamim in our Braisa, which is also going to be in the second Braisa, the argument with Rabbi Meir, which is also going to be Rabbi Meir here in this last Braisa, is then Rabbi Hanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference between Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Hanina said, Zman Achilas Ani, which, if we're identifying that with the Kohen, then let's take a look at Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, oh, I mentioned Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says, Mishosh HaKohenim, Mituar V'lechol, B'Trumasam. So where's the machlokas between Rabbi Hanina, who says, Zman Achilas Ani, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Kohen? Elav Shmamino, wouldn't this price prove conclusively, therefore, that Shi'ura di Ani Lechud, the Shi'ura di Kohen Lechud, that the time of Achilas Ha'ani, which is the Shita Rabbi Hanina, and the time of Achilas Kohen, which is the Shita Rabbi Yeshua, two different times, hence there's a machlokes, and these are not identical times. So we go back to the original Braisa, the first Braisa that said that the Zman is Mishas Achilas Ha'ani. That Braisa now is not to be identified with our Mishnah, but on the contrary, that Braisa is a dissenting view of our Mishnah. Now at this point, if you've already established that the Zman of the Ani and the Zman of the Kohen are two different Zmanim, so the Gemara now asks, Haiminayu Me'uchar, which of the two is earlier, which of the two is later? And the Gemara suggests that Mistabra, that the Ani, the time that the Ani comes to eat his Sudas Mi'uchar, is later than the time that the Kohen eats Truma. This is counterintuitive because we said before, over and over again, that the Ani needs a little bit of light. He can't afford candles. And the Gemara says, the I Amrit de Ani Muktam, if you can tell me that Ani comes before the Kohen, it's an earlier time period, then Rabbi Hanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. We're back to this Braisa that recorded Rabbi Hanina of the Ani and Rabbi Eliezer, who identifies the time as the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. Again, let's just flip back to the Braisa and take a look at Rabbi Eliezer one time. He was the first of the five. Mishosh HaKidish HaYom B'Arve Shabbosos. And Kiddush Hayom is Tchilas Bein Hashmoshos, so that if you're going to tell me that Ani, which is the Shita here in this price of Rabbi Hanina, and that was the Shita of the first price that we mentioned, is to be identified as the earlier time period before Bein Hashmoshos, and that's the Gemara trying to disprove that theory, but if you were to identify the Zman of the Ani as earlier than Bein Hashmoshos, then that's exactly the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Hanina, who identifies the Ani when he comes to eat his Suda, and Rabbi Eliezer, who identifies as Kiddush Hayom, which means Tchilas Bein Hashmoshos, that would be identical, and then there would be no machlokas between Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Eliezer. Hence, we have to derive the conclusion that the Ani is a little bit later. The Zman of the Kohen is Seis HaKochavim. If the Zman of the Ani would be earlier than Seis HaKochavim, it would have to be Tchilas Bein Hashmoshos, which would again mean that we reduced Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Eliezer to naught. That debate has no content to it, no substance to it. El Olav Shmamina, but rather we have to conclude that the Ani, the Zman of the Ani Me'uchar Yoser, it's a little bit later, Shmamina, and that's what we're going to finally establish. Now, there are a number of comments here that have to be added. Let's just mention that the Zman of Rabbi Meir is a little bit earlier than Seis HaKochavim. Rabbi Meir identifies it as Tevila, and we said that Tevila is Mibod Yom, so that's before Seis HaKochavim, and it's probably a time that's earlier, therefore, than Rabbi Yeshua, who identifies the time period as Seis HaKochavim. However, when we get to Rabbi Eliezer, which is Kiddush Hayom, that's called Shkia Sachama, then we could suggest that Rabbi Meir, who identifies the time period as Tevila, he might be referring to a time period that's a little bit later than Rabbi Eliezer, later than Kiddush Hayom, later than Tchilas Bein Hashmoshos. It was clear to the Gemara that if the time of the Ani would be earlier than the time of the Kohen, the time of the Kohen being Seis HaKochavim, then it would be Shkia Sachama, which is identical with the Zman of Rabbi Eliezer of Kiddush Hayom. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we could ask, why was it so crystal clear to the Gemara? We could have suggested that the Zman of the Ani is just a little bit before Seis HaKochavim, like the time of Rabbi Meir when the Kohen goes to do his Tefillah. But the Gemara rather asks this question because otherwise we would have to ask a question of Hainu Rabbi Meir. Now, the final maskon of Shmamina is that the Zman of the Ani is a little bit after Seis HaKochavim, because he finishes his work, he goes home, he immediately sits down to eat his meal. Most Bnei Adam will eat a little bit later on, because they work very hard in preparing the Suda, but the Ani only eats a pas b'melach, so he's going to eat earlier, but only after he finishes his day of work. And when the Braisa says, Mishah Shebnei Adam Nichnasim Lechol Pita Be'Arvi Shabbosos, that's identical with the time of the Ani, because on Leil Shabbos, people eat their meal earlier, like the Ani eats his meal B'mos HaChol, because in the case of Erev Shabbos, they've already prepared the Suda Mibod Yom. And the Batei Knesios were at a distance from their homes, and therefore it took them a while to get home. And during the Shehiyah Balicha, it was a time period which is similar to the Ani after Tseis HaKochavim, until he finally gets home. So the Achila is a little bit later, both in the case of the Ani and in the case of Erev Shabbos, for Bnei Adam, for Shar Bnei Adam, it's a little bit later than Seis HaKochavim. And this might explain why the Braisa doesn't quote this opinion that Zman Kriyat Shema amongst the five opinions is Mishash Bnei Yom Nichnasim Lechol Pitam, because that's identical with the period of time in which the Ani eats his meal. Both are late, one for different reasons. The Ani is late because he's busy with his Malacha, and the Bnei Adam that are usually much later because they're busy preparing the meal will eat a little bit earlier on Shabbos because already Mibodjon they prepared the meal. There's no Bishul on Shabbos. Now at this point the Gemara goes back to the last Braisa to explain Rabbi Meir, Omar Mar. We saw in the last Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda had a major objection to Rabbi Meir. Omale Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, how can you possibly identify as the man Kriyat Shema as when the Kohenim are Tovlim, Valo Kohenim Mibod Yomim Tovlim, which means that the Tvilo was Mibod Yom when it's still daylight before the period of Bein HaShemashos. How could that possibly be identical with Zman Shchiva for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? So the Gemara says, Shapir Ka'om Olei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir, what would be the counter defense argument for Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir Hachi Ka'om Olei. Here's what Rabbi Meir would respond. Mi sabres dan na abein hashmashos di dachka amina. You think that the period of bein hashmashos is kimahalech chatzi meal, and it takes a period of, let's say, 20 minutes. No, I have a different shita. My shita bein hashmashos is identical with that of Rabbi Yossi in Masechet Shabbos Lamed Dalet. Ana abein hashmashos Rabbi Yossi ka aminan. The Omer of Yossi Ben Hashmashos Keref Ayin, that the period of Ben Hashmashos is like an eye blink, the blink of an eye. Ze Nichnas V'ze Yotze, at the same moment the day terminates, the night begins. Now, there are other Girsos in the Gemara, and maybe at some point we'll get to see them, but this is the Girsa that we have. The conclusion of Rabbi Meir's statement about Bein HaShemashos is the Efsho Lamod Olav. You can never really know exactly when Bein HaShemashos is because it's so quick. So since I hold like Rabbi Yossi, then in my view, the Kohanim Atovel, very close to Tzeisav Kochavim, and therefore we can consider and classify that time period as Zman Shchiva, and we can read Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis at that moment in time. And take a look at Rashi, Dibur Maskil Bein. In other words, Rashi says that this man, although it's still Yom, and that's why the Kohanim are still involved in Tefillah, but nevertheless it's so close to Chashecha, to Bein HaShemashos, like a blink of an eye, that you can already read Kriyat Shema at that point. And the Achronim say about this Rashi, and also the Rashi Mishah, that based on this explanation of Rabbi Meir, we understand why Rabbi Meir uses the language Mishah Shakonim Tovlim. He doesn't say Konim Bein HaShemashos, because Konim Bein HaShemashos could be an endless amount, open-ended amount of time, but rather Mishah Shakonim Tovel, which is immediately before Bein HaShemashos. Now everything that we've said in understanding this sugya that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer argue with each other, and that the Zman of Rabbi Meir is a little bit later than that of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Meir is somewhat Litzeisah Kochavim, I'm sorry, because Rabbi Eliezer, who identifies the time as Kiddush Hayom, means the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, and therefore Rabbi Meir is a little bit earlier, but nevertheless Rabbi Meir holds he can read Kriyat Shema at that point, which is the beginning, almost the beginning of Shkia. So then Rabbi Meir is not really coming to be Mechadish anything, but he's really just saying that Kriyat Shema and Zman Shchiva could overlap with the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, which means the beginning of Shkia, and there are some people who will go in to bed to rest for the night at Shkia, and the tefillah is right there, right before Bein HaShemashos, when it's still Yom Gomur, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So having plowed through this very complicated Gemara with all these different opinions about when is Man Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, let's just give a little bit of an overview. We have three brisos, and of course our Mishnah. Our Mishnah identifies the time period for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis as Kohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasam. The first brisa identifies this man as Mishosh Ha'oni Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melach. The second brisa records a machlok stream Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Mishosh B'nei Odom Nichnasim Lechol Pito B'Erev Shabbosos. And the Chachamim of Isha Kohanim Zakohim Lechol B'Truma. And the brisa number three has five different shitos, whether it's Rabbi Eliezer Mishosh Kiddush Hayom Be'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says Mishosh Hakonim Mituharim, when they're already ready to eat their truma, which is like our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir holds that the time that the Kohanim go into Bitovel. Rabbi Chanina says from the time that the Ani eats his Pas B'Melach, and finally Rabbi Chai from the time that most people come in to eat their Suda on a weekday night, which is a little bit later because they're busy preparing their seuda. So those are the three brisos. Let's see if we can break up or break down those three brisos into a kind of a table, so to speak. On the right side of the table, we'll mention various time periods, so to speak, on the clock. In the middle, we'll mention the various Tanoim, and we'll see how each Tana corresponds to that certain period of time on the clock. And in the third column, we'll just use the language of the Brisa as it describes that opinion of that Tana. So let's go through this list. We're going to start with Rabbi Eliezer, whose Shita is one of the five mentioned in the third Brisa, Mishosh HaKiddush Hayom Be'erev Shabbosos, and that should be identified with the Shkias HaChama, or let's say Tchilas Ben HaShmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Masechta in Masechta Shabbos. And we move on now to Rabbi Meir in the third Brisa. This is not Rabbi Meir in the second brisa about the Ani, but rather, I'm sorry, about Erev Shabbos. This is Rabbi Meir in the third brisa, which is like our Mishnah. No, I'm sorry, my mistake. This is Rabbi Meir in the third brisa, which is Tvila, when the Kohen is going to be Tovel. And that is a little bit before Tzeisah Kochavim, and it may be a little bit before the Ben Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yossi, which is Keheref Ayin Lifnei, before Tzeisah Kochavim. Now, which Tanoim can be identified with Tzeisah Kochavim? That's almost the simplest, you know, very sharp definition and clear definition of the Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Number one, it's our Mishnah, of course. Number two, it's the Chachamim in the second Brisa that argue with Rabbi Meir about Mishosh Bnei Odom Nichnasim Lechol Pito B'Erev Shabbos. And in the language of the Chachamim in the second Brisa, Mishosh HaKonim Zakoim Lechol B'Trumasam. And we have Rabbi Yeshua in the third Brisa who says Mishosh HaKonim B'Tuharim Lechol B'Trumasam. Fine. Now, which Tanoim would identify this man for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis as being later than Tzeisah Kochavim? So first we go back to the Brisa Rishona, the first Brisa that says Mishah Sha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melach. And as we discussed at great length, the Ani puts in a very exhausting day of Melacha. He's going to delay his eating of a pas for quite a bit of time, so that's past Tzeisah Kochavim. And that's identical with Rabbi Chanina in the third Brisa, Mishosh Ha'ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'Melach. Then we have Rabbi Meir in the second Brisa, Mishosh Bnei Odom Nichnasim Lechol Pito B'Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, when the meal is prepared Mibod Yom, they can start eating a little bit earlier than usual, which is identical with the time that the Ani will eat his meal during the week. And now we're assuming that Ani and Bnei Odom is Chad Shi'ura. And finally, the latest time of all seems to be Rabbi Yachai in the third Brisa, Mishosh HaRov B'nei Odom Nichnasim LaHasev B'Yemos HaChol. And because most people are very busy preparing the meal, they won't eat the meal till a late hour. Now Rashi quotes two opinions here about what Rav Achai was referring to, if you recall. His first opinion was that we're referring to Yemos HaChol, the second one was Leil Shabbos. But either way, the Zman of Rav Achai is later than even beyond Seis HaKochom. Beyond Seis HaKochom meaning the time that the Ani eats his meal, the time that we would eat our meal on Erev Shabbos. Now we're talking about Rov B'nei Yodim L'Hasav Yemos HaChol, that's a bit later. The Rashba writes that we're certainly talking about Yemos HaChol, because if not, there would be no machlokas between Rav Chanina and Rav Achai, as we discussed earlier. There are mefarshim that identify Rav Achai as Leil Shabbos, referring to Leil Shabbos, and then we would have to assume that the time that most people come to eat their meal on Leil Shabbos is identical with the time that people come to eat their meal on Erev Shabbos in what we saw in Rabbi Meir. So again, whether you call it Mishasharov B'nei Yodim Nithnasim L'Hasev, which according to the Rashba means on Erev Shabbos, or you use the language of Rabbi Meir in the second Braisa of Mishasharov B'nei Yodim Nithnasim Lechol Pitom B'Erev Shabbos, it all means the same. Which you're going to have to work on that, because you're going to have to conclude that there's some difference here between the Ani who eats his pas v'melach and the period of time of B'nei Adam Nithnasim Lechol Pitom B'Erev Shabbosos. We have identified that until this point. Now the Gemara asks the following. We have two different quotes of Rabbi Meir. In the second Braisa, Rabbi Meir identified this man of Kriyashma as B'nei Adam Nithnasim Lechol Pitom B'Erev Shabbos, which is a little bit later than Seis HaKochavim. In the third Braisa, Rabbi Meir identifies the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis as the time when the Kohanim are Tovlim. So the Gemara points out that it's Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Meir, that we really have two versions of Rabbi Meir. And this is on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So let's just learn a few lines into Daf Gimel Amud Aleph as Hashlama, as a completion of what we did yesterday on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara now asks Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer, de Rabbi Eliezer, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer identifies the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis as when the Kohanim come to eat their Truma, which is Seis HaKochavim, whereas the Braisa that we had before on Daf Beis Amud Beis had Rabbi Eliezer identifying the Zman as Misha Shekidesh Hayom. One of the 5 days was Rabbi Eliezer, which we said was the beginning of Bein HaShmashos, which if you go with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's a chatzi meal earlier than Seis HaKochavim. How do we reconcile that? And once again, Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, the two traditions as to what Rabbi Eliezer's opinion was. How did he identify this man of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? Ibai Seim, the Gemara offers a different possibility, and that is Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer Hi. That the beginning of our Mishnah, when it says that the Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is Mishash HaKonim Nuknosin Lechol B'Chumas, that's not Rabbi Eliezer. Those weren't the words that came out of Rabbi Eliezer's mouth. His identification of the Zman Kriyat Shema, as we saw in the Braisa, is Mishash HaKidosh HaYom, which is considerably earlier than Kohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Chumasa. When the Mishnah says Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's going on the rest, the Hemshech HaDvarim, with regard to Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, which means Sof HaShmur Rishona. We should add one comment, because according to this Gemara that we just learned, the Mishnah could have easily have brought the words of the Chacham B'Shlemus, Me'emasai Korin Eshma B'Arvis Mishosh HaKonim Nidosim Lechol B'Trumosom Ad Chatzos, and then to bring Rabbi Eliezer Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona, because Rabbi Eliezer is not expressing his opinion at all about Tchilas Zmano, because that's going to appear in the Braisa that identifies Rabbi Eliezer with Tchilas Hashkia, but rather the Mishnah is only quoting Rabbi Eliezer insofar as the Sovzman Kriyat Shema. So therefore it would have made sense to have left Rabbi Eliezer for a later time in the Mishnah, after the Mishnah would have already completed his presentation of the Shitas Chachamim about Tchila and Sof. Why did the Mishnah inject and wedge Rabbi Eliezer right in the middle over there? But apparently, the Mishnah preferred to bring the Shitos, the various Shitos, according to the Seder Alayla. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer had to come early because he said, Ad Sof Hashmur Rishona. Whereas according to Chachamim, it's until Chatzos. And then to bring afterwards the words of Rav Gamliel, Ad Shiyala Murashach, which is the latest time possible. And the Chacham, keep in mind, argue against Rabbi Eliezer. They hold that the Sofzman Kriyas Rashal Arvis is Chatzos. And we've discussed that in the past that the Machlokas is the Chacham hold that we're talking about the Zman of Shechiva, where Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the Zman that people go in to sleep and they go up on their beds to sleep. So this is where we're going to conclude our Hashlomashir for Daf Beis Omid Beis, and B'li Neder in tomorrow's Shir will do the second Daf in Masechta Brachos B'li Neder, and that's Daf Gimel Kein Yiratzon.